Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Chulin Daf Lamed Hey Amud Bet, continuing to look at our Mishnah, in which Chachamim's position was that an animal that is shechted but does not have any blood is not mukshar l'tuma because there is no liquid on it. Rabbi Shimon says hukshar v'shchita. Amar Vasi, Omer Rabbi Shimon shchitato mukshar v'lo dam. So he says the only thing that's machshir for the tumah is the shchita, but not dam. So le masayei ale, perhaps he gets support from our Mishnah Mishmen Omer Shuv shchita, ma'alav shchita below dam. So shouldn't we read him as being exclusively about shchita? Lo afi shchita. Rabbi Shimon just means it's also mukshar, even if there's no dam, mukshar b'shchita. Toshman Rabbi Shimon chi adam machshir, halo shchita machsheret. Now in a brighter, Rabbi Shimon's a little stronger about it. Chikamar le chidam bilvad machshir. What it means is you don't need blood. Shchita also is machshir. Toshma. So every one of these things brought up as support for Vasi and is defeated. Toshma. B'shimon omer dam hamet eino machshir. Meaning, if an animal just died, that dam is not machshir. My first something else. My love had dam shchita machshir. Shouldn't we infer from that that dam shchita is machshir? And now this is a proof against Ravasi. Lo had dam chalalim machshir. What it means is that if we stabbed an animal and killed it, then that blood is machshir. Aval dam shchita mai lo machshir, but dam shchita is not supporting Ravasi. So lishman and dam shchita v'chol shekein dam veit. So why doesn't Rav Shimon just say if you have dam shchita, it's not machshir, and I'll know kol shekein that dam hamet when it died on its own isn't. The answer is down it's three chalei. That's not so obvious. What do I care if it dropped in on its own or you killed it? If you killed it, is that blood is machshir, and if it died on its own, it's machshir. Kamash malan that there is a difference. Toshma again testing. B'shimon omer dam magefatoinu machshir. Let's say an animal was wounded. That's not machshir. My love hadam shchita machshir. Shouldn't we infer from that the dam shchita is? Lo, hadam chalalim machshir means again dam chalalim. Adam shchita mai o machshir. So this one dam shchita v'choshgen dam magefato. So again, why doesn't he say dam shchita is not machshir? And then I'll understand certainly where he wasn't even killed. It's not machshir. The answer is dam magefato. It's tui chalei. So I mean, amali katli kula, amali katli palga. What do I care if you killed all of him? In which case, it is machshir, or you wounded him and only some. He kind of partially died, as it were. What would be the difference? The answer is that it is different. So why is it the dam chalalim? When you stab an animal, that blood is machshir. So why are we starting with that as a point and saying that that's the alternative to dam shchita? Because in the bracha that Bilam gives Bnei Yisrael, comparing to a lion that drinks up the blood of his victims, as it were, stabs the victims and drinks the blood. So therefore, that blood is compared to water, and therefore it's machshir. Because water is the archetype of the machshir in Vayikra Yud Aleph. So dam shchita namitiv. Halaris tishpachenu kamayim. Dam shchita of Tzumuk Dashim says, spill it out on the ground like water. So therefore, you see, dam shchita is also like water. The answer is, ahu l'mishrei dam de psul mukdashim anu ahudata. That's going for a whole different purpose, which is to allow us to use dam psuli hamukdashim, meaning a hektish, that became possible because of a mum, and allow us to get hana'a from it. After all, when an animal becomes pasul mizbeach, because of a mum, we're still not allowed to shear it or work it. Daman libi kvura, so maybe its blood needs to be buried, and you can't get hana'a from it. Kamash malan, that you can. Tanu Rabbi Shmuel. So now let's take a look at Vinadam Chalim Yishteh. Prat the Dam Kiluach Sheinu Machshir Et Hazraim. Dam Kiluach is the first spurt of blood when you do Shechita. That's not Machshir. Tanu Rabbanan Ashochet V'itiz Dam Alatalat. If you did Shechita and the first blood went on some sort of a gourd, Rabbi Omer Huchshar, Rabbi Chiya Omer Tolin. Rabbi Chiya said Tolin. Now Tolin normally means that it's a safek, and therefore if somebody, let's say, touches this thing after some tumah fell on it, and then you touch some truma, then the truma, we wouldn't burn it, but we wouldn't eat it. That's what tolin normally means, but not always. Rav Shaya, let's see, Me'achash, Rav Yomer Ukshar, Rav Chiya Omer Tolin. So this is still part of the Braita. He says, Rebbe, he says, Ukshar, Rav Chiya disagrees, he says, Tolin, Anu Amin Yismach, what should we do? And clearly this is at a time in which they're still practicing tumah v'tahara. Bovni smocha the Rabbi Shimon, we're gonna go back two generations to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon omer, shchita machsheret v'lo dam, shchita is machsher v'lo dam. Now what does all that mean? So analysis number one is Rav Papa, hakomo dimecha di'ite l'dam mitchila v'yad sof. Everybody agrees, meaning Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi agree, that if the dam is present from the beginning of Shechita all the way to the end, everybody agrees it's machshir. After you cut one siman, you cleaned off the blood, and then you did the other siman, that's the question. Why? Rebbe Savar, Yesh Lan Shechita B'tchila V'tzof. He has the position of Rabbi Yochanan had earlier, that Shechita is one long process, V'hai Dam Shechita Hu, and therefore the dam that you have is Dam Shechita, the dam you have in front of you, that after you wiped up the first part, is Dam Shechita. Rabbi Chiya Savar, Ein L'Shechita L'Basof. He holds that Shechita is only a moment at the end. V'hai Dam Makahu. Therefore, the Dam at the beginning was Dam Makat. Therefore, Umay Tolin. Therefore, what did Rabbi Chiya mean when he said Tolin? Tolin Avar Ad Kvar Ad Gemar Shechita. Tolin here means something unusual, meaning not its normal meaning. Here it means, we wait to see what's going to happen at the end of Shechita. Eat the Dam Basof Shechita. If the same Dam is around at the end, then Machshir. Which means Rabbi Chiya says, I have no doubt whatsoever. I know what the halacha is. I know what the practice is. However, we have to wait and see what happens, which will determine it. If the blood is still around, meaning the original blood is still around at the end of Shechita, then it's Machshir. But if it got wiped off, and then you have new blood, then it's Dam Makah, and therefore, it's not Machshir. That is Rav Papa's analysis. So what's Rabbi Shaya's comment saying that given that, let's rely on Rabbi Shimon, what does Rabbi Shimon have to do with anything? Rabbi Shimon lo machshir, Rabbi Chiya machshir. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Chiya are not on the same side of this. Rabbi Shimon says, Dam Shechita is not machshir. And Rabbi Chiya says, it is. The answer is, Benit Kaneach miyu ashvu ladadi. If you wiped it up in the middle, then they end up being on the same side for different reasons. Mar lo machshir, mar lo machshir. Neither one of them says it's machshir, again for two different reasons. Havelei Rebbe chad ve'en drav shalach al makom shnayim. And therefore, Rebbe, in this particular position, is going to be one against two, Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, we rule like Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon. That's analysis number one, taking an unusual interpretation of the word tolin. Rav Ashi amar, tolin leolam mashma. Tolin means what it always means, which is things are going to be held in abeyance in safek forever. Meaning, unlike the Rapapa's analysis, which said that Tolin means let's wait and see what happens, so it means it's a permanent status. He says that Rabbi Chiya, he takes the same case that Rapapa talked about, which is if you wipe between the two simanim, and he says that's what Rabbi Chiya is misupak about. He's misupak about whether Shechita is a process or a moment. Therefore, my Tolin, what does that mean? Lo chlin v'lo sofin, the classic Tolin. That's exactly what it is. Umay bo v'nismach the Rabbi Shimon. Again, how is Rabbi Shimon helping Rabbi Chiya here? After all, the Rabbi Shimon l'machshir, the Rabbi Chiya misfeika. Rabbi Shimon says it's not machshir. Rabbi Chiya says, I'm not sure. The answer is, leinyan sreifa miyu shavur ladadi. Again, like Rabbi Papa had, there is one point at which there will be an agreement for different reasons. That is that we don't burn truma, which is touched by somebody who touched food that had this kind of hechshir. Rabbi Shimon says it's not tameh at all. Rabbi Chiya says, I'm not sure. So therefore, you can't burn it. Marlo Sarfe, Marlo Sarfe. By the way, indeed, Rabbi Chiya and Rebbe would agree that you also can't eat it, whereas Rabbi Shimon would say you can. Have the Rabbi Chad ve'en dvarav shalach al makom shtayim. Same piece. V'achi kamar, kugonzo to tolin. What did Rabbi Chiya mean? He said, this is a case of tolin. Lo achlin v'lo sarfin. Okay. Now, bar Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Tzrid shal menachot. We had this earlier. What if you have a dry clump of flour in a mincha? Let's say it becomes Tameh and it touches something else. Do you then irradiate Tuma out? Or do you say it can become Tameh but not radiate out? Now the question is why it can become Tameh at all. We'll see. Kimahanya Chibata Kodesh. The answer is right there. Chibata Kodesh, the preciousness that we feel for this thing because it's Hekdesh, gives it that Hashivut of Tuma, of the ability to be vulnerable to Tuma. However, perhaps it's only good lafsule gufe to allow itself to become tame. But it can't generate forward. Maybe it's just got full tumah like anything else, and therefore the tumah generates forward. So which is it? What does the pasuk say about water falling on stuff being machshirit? Any food that these shratzim, these nevelot, fall on is tame. Meaning, ochal ba'mayim mukshar. And we understand that that's food that's been prepared with water. Ochal shen ba'mayim lo mukshar. And therefore, not water, not. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, lately, ochal ba'mayim, what Rabbi Shimon Lakish doesn't understand that. He doesn't know that pasuk. So he has the same pasuk. Rabbi Shimon Lakish, hachikam ba'lay. This was his question. Chibata kodesh, ka ochal ba'mayim dami olo. In other words, when the rabbis established that chibata kodesh, sort of creates a an artificial hechsher l'tuma. Did they make it exactly like a full hechsher l'tuma, as if it was food that became in water, or not? Okay, that was his question. Rabbi Lazar and Nam Mitrei Krai Kamar. So the answer is that Rabbi Lazar, who quoted the pasuk Mikol Ochel, also understood that. In the next pasuk, it says, if any water falls on the seeds, then Mikol Ochel Sheyach Alamali. What do I need this other mention of any food that is eaten, which alludes to food that comes in water? Lav Lemutei Chibat HaKodesh. Isn't it there to tell you, yes, but Chibat HaKodesh doesn't count, meaning it really has to come in water to generate Tuma, Rishon Sheni, etc.? Lo, chad b'tumat meit v'chad b'tumat sheretz. The answer is that we need a double mention of hechsher l'tuma. One for tumat sheretz, which would be tumat avel and all of those, and one for tumat meit. Let's see why. Utsricha, the iashmin in tumat meit, if I only had tumat meit, I would say hatum d'vay hechsher. I need hechsher there, mishum d'lo metame chadasha. Tumat meit needs to be a whole kazayit of a meit to be metame, and therefore, in a sense, it's lenient. And therefore, I would say, yeah, there you need hechsher l'tuma. But sheretz, even a small piece of a lentil, is metame. Maybe any food could become tame like that. It doesn't have to be prepared by getting wet. V'yashmin and sheretz. Now flip it. If I only had sheretz, I would say mishum d'lo metame tumat shiva. You're not tame 7 days because of sheretz. Avmeit metame tumat shiva. Meit is much more chamur. Maybe it doesn't hechsher tzricha. Therefore, I need the double mention to tell me that the requirement of hechsher l'tuma exists for both. Now, Meitiv Rav Yosef, watch this challenge. Rabbi Shimon Omer Hukshu B'Shchita. In our Mishnah, he says that when you shecht an animal, it's hechsher l'tuma because of the shchita. Hukshu Afilu Mimnu B'Rishon Hasheni. We assume that means that you count it further. However, Amai V'Alav Ochel B'Mayimu. This is not food that's had contact with water. So Rabbi Asuk Hechsher Mayim V'Midu Rabbanan. Abaye says that midrabanan, we made it as if there was water there. All right, that's what the importance of shchita. Amrabizera toshma botza legat. If you squeeze grapes out on the gat, you don't want the juice to go out, but it's inevitable. Shamai omer huchshar, hillel omer lo huchshar, v'shatik lehillel shamai. In the end, hillel agreed with shamai that huchshar amai v'alav ochal abav maimu. This is not anything you wanted to get wet. So Abai gives the same answer. Rabbanan said, it's important enough, we make it like Hechsher Mayim. So Amar Rav Yosef. Yosef turns to a student that said, Amina lachana hukshur b'shchita. V'at amar le'asuk Hechsher Mayim. I asked you about hukshur b'shchita, and you said, yeah, they made it like Mayim. Marlach Rabbi Zera, and then Rabbi Zera turned to you and asked, V'amar le'asuk Hechsher Mayim. He asked what he asked about Hashamayim and Hillel, and you said the same answer. So Shimon Lakish, no, Asuk Hechsher Mayim. So why don't you answer the same thing from Shimon Lakish? That Srit Shimon Achot is as if there was water there, and count Rishon and Sheni. Amar Le Atu Shimon Lakish, the Lord coming by Le. Shimon Lakish is not asking if there's Tumah Rabbanan, in which case we would not eat it but not burn it. Coming by Le, so if he's wondering if it's got full Tumah Doraita, and therefore you'd burn it. So the assumption of this entire discussion now, according to Abaye's answer, is that Chibat HaKodesh is Do'oraita, and therefore this food, even though it never got wet, would still be important enough to get Tamei Do'oraita, perhaps, and then perhaps, to radiate it further so that you'd actually burn something that became Tamei in that way. Menalan, how do we know Chibat HaKodesh is Do'oraita? Ilei Memedichti Vavasar Shigabu Chol Tamei. Any meat of a korban that touched somebody that's tamei, and then it becomes itself tamei as a result, then that meat has to be mukshar l'tuma. Hi, basar shid kashumai. How to become mukshar? Ilam it kashar v'dam. It can't be by dam. V'amar b'chia bar amar yochra. Minan dam kodesh v'shene machshir. We know the dam of a korban is not machshir. Shemar lo tochlen or l'sit shmechenu kamayim. The only kind of dam that's machshir is dam psul mukdashin that you throw away, meaning dam anishbach kamayim machshir. Only blood that's thrown away like water is machshir, because water, of course, is the archetype of machshir. Shanishbach kamayim eno machshir. But if it's not, because here you have to keep the blood and throw out the mizbeach, it's blood you keep, therefore it's not machshir. Elid kasher b'mashke beit mit b'chaya. Maybe you think this animal became mukshir l'tuma when it was in the beit hashchita, and they were cleaning it up, and all the waters came on there. Amar Yosef b'Chanina, it's a famous Mishnah in Eduyot, that here's the expansion of that Mishnah. Mashke beit mim b'chaya lo dayan shein dachin. Not only are all the waters in Beit HaShchita taurin, el shein machshirin, they're not machshir. V'chitei matir gama adam. You think that's talking only about dam? What about the water? V'mashke kamar. He said waters, liquids. Not liquid, not water, but liquids. He didn't say dam. So how did this korban in the Torah become tamei? Well, the kasha b'chibat hakodesh. It must be that chibat hakodesh made it vulnerable to tumat, and so therefore you see chibat hakodesh is d'oraita. Maybe it's this weird case that you're bringing a para of a shlamim to your shlamim, and you brought it through a river bed and it got wet. And you shechted it, and the water's still on it, because remember, the water that falls on it while it's alive doesn't mean anything. So maybe that's the case, which means v'basar she'igavachol tamei. Theoretically, you could have meat that's mukshal l'tuma from contact that it had outside of the mikdash that remains on it. Elam seifa. Where did we get it? From the seifa of that pasuk that says the second time v'basar the rabot etzimu levonat. The habasar is there to extend it even to inanimate things like wood and frankincense that can become tamei. You can't eat them. Chibat HaKodesh extends them and makes them as if they are food, and then as if they had come in water. So therefore, the same thing with our tzarid shel menachot. My, so now the bottom line, let's get back to the original question that we asked half a year ago. Shimon Lakish asked the question, does that which is the Tzarit Shem Menachot, do we count radiate Tuma out from Rishon V'Sheni, or is it only Tameh for itself? And the answer to all of this is Teku. Okay, we'll pick it up in the next podcast on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, with the next Mishnah, Mishnah Vav. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.